Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Did you ever notice that just about halfway through any journey, project, or task, you lose a little motivation? Well, in this episode, we're going to take a look at a quick strategy to help leaders reflect upon how far they've come and provide you fuel for those you serve to help them get to the finish line. So a few months ago, I read Daniel Pink's new book. The book is called When: The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. It's a great text. But there is one area of the text that has stuck with me, and that is that people, in general, lose motivation halfway through a project, journey, or task. It's so true that we all enjoy the beginning and the end of a journey, but that area in the middle, well, that's something that few of us enjoy. It's the area that is just before the point of no return. The point of no return is 1 inch past halfway, and it takes a lot of energy to get to that point. But we rarely take the time to think about it or celebrate it. One strategy that leaders can do is to celebrate the halfway. Stop and take time to review what has been accomplished and create a record of what we celebrated and what our concerns were before achieving what is now the middle. So this episode, I want to be quick, short, and to the point. If you are working with a team and have a target, you as the leader need to mark the halfway point and purposely make it a big deal by not just celebrating, but more importantly, reflecting with the team so that they can recognize what has already been accomplished. Pink points out we lose motivation because we recognize all the heavy lifting that was needed to get us to that middle, and now we know what we have to do to get to the end. More heavy lifting. But if you support reflection strategically, people will swell with a sense of accomplishment of getting halfway. So here's a strategy that you can be using in the midway point of any project, any journey, or any task, as well as at the conclusion of any of those. So regardless of the size of your team, you can do this activity. I call it a collection quilt. So find a 4x8 foot space that you can attach Post-it pads to, usually like a dry erase board or a wall that things can stick to very easily. Then hand out to every member of your team a wide variety of colored Post-it pads, different shapes and sizes. Ask each team member to write out as many accomplishments, goals met, or celebrations representing the period of time that has passed. Each person should be given a Sharpie and their Post-it pads and asked to write out just 3 celebrations at first. Once every team member has written out 3 notes, have them get up and put them in the designated space closely together so that a patchwork of success begins to take shape. Each member should be instructed to review the other people's Post-it quilt patches, and after 5 minutes, people will begin talking and reflecting about all that they have done. Now, the second stage is more important than the first. You see, most people will write out the things that they are proud of on their Post-it pads. Things like, I acquired a new shipment of X. I was able to get the following results. I motivated more people and we worked harder and through the weekend to get this done. But every time I've done this, once they see what others have put up on the wall, they are sparked to think more of things not only that they had done, but more importantly, they recognize and celebrate the efforts of others on the journey, and specifically how others have contributed to that individual's success. Once everyone sits back down, instruct them that they can write out as many now as they want to, and that they have 15 minutes to do it. Now, keys to this being meaningful is the process. Allow for only 3 to be written the first time. Include movement to move the blood and increase oxygen. Ensure that people get to share other people's celebrations. And then you create an extended period of time for them to write out as many as they want to so that the team can provide as many different perspectives of the journey as possible. Now, once the entire quilt is filled, you as the leader make certain that everyone has enough time to look at the entire quilt. You also use your phone to take a picture of the entire quilt, for purposes yet to be explained. And finally, once everyone sits down, take another 15 minutes to review the quilt in front of everyone. The leader reads a few of the patches out loud to the entire team and whoever authored that patch gets 30 seconds to explain it. As the leader, it is critical that you do two things when you are reviewing the quilt. First, make certain to honor both the minor successes as well as the major successes. And second, once people have explained their patch, be genuine in your reinforcement of their ideas and compliment them further for the behaviors you'll need that team to show in order to be successful towards the end of the journey. Things like collaboration, time, creativity, humility, energy. Once you've done the collection quilt activity, give everyone a break. Do not immediately transition back to the task. Allow people to process, get fresh beverages, and walk around. Be aware of the power of the social aspect of the quilt. The more people have the opportunity to talk about it immediately after completing it, the more likely they will be fueled to get over the hump and finish with enthusiasm. You as the leader have honored not the finish, but the journey towards it. If you recalled, I asked you to take a picture of the quilt once it was all done. The reason for this is important because you are going to shoot out random texts to the team or post the pictures on your internal social media page with small sections of the quilt that show a variety of different celebrations as you are nearing the finish line of the project. Why? Because these little reminders of the successes and points of pride provide further fuel and allow people to continue to recognize your support for their work, their risks, and a recognition of your value for them. We are, in general, horrible at taking time to celebrate the journey. As a leader, it is important for you to be cognizant of the fact that everyone you serve has other things going on in life. And one of the most motivating things for people is recognition of effort, recognition of commitment, and recognition of contribution. If you as the leader simply expect everyone to be their best, you are at your worst for them. I need to say that again. If you as the leader are just walking around simply expecting everyone to be their best, you are at their worst for them. People need encouragement, people need reminders, and people need recognition. It is important to take opportunities to fuel those you serve with simple opportunities to step back and review the journey. As a matter of fact, you should also do this activity when the task is completed, because we are also bad at taking time to process the work, and we are always too quick to move on to the next project without recognition of the journey we've just completed. Reflection, celebration, and collaboration have built a great many legendary things. Can you be Buffalo for others and find ways to ensure great success by simply taking time to celebrate the journey? So let's do some smart thinking. What journey are you and those you serve on right now? And have you passed or are you close to the midpoint? When was the last time you stopped and looked around with your team and discussed the work and efforts? What are your processes for celebration? And last, do you have the money in the budget for colorful post-it pads? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Thank you for listening to the 50th episode of the Smart Thinking Podcast. I appreciate you investing in me as well as your own leadership. Please share this episode on your social media platform, and thank you to the Wellpennies for the music. And just a reminder that they are playing a fully sponsored concert at River Edge Nature Center on August 9th. And lastly, this is the last episode of Season 1. I'm going to take a few weeks off to be a dad, husband, and tourist. We're taking our annual road trip, and I can assure you that I will be celebrating small moments along the way. Whether that is dancing across state lines, honking the horn when we change time zones, or just simply telling my dumb dad jokes every opportunity I get. Being a leader is incredibly rewarding, and having an optimistic mindset, well, an obnoxiously optimistic Buffalo mindset, brings a lot of fun and uncertainty on every journey you take. Be well for the next few weeks and charge into your leadership and life like a buffalo. Now, let's end this season here by cranking up a great Wellpenny song to energize you, your leadership, and your day.
Hey, put the world away. Fight a little longer until you feel okay. 'Cause there's nothing I can do When everything's the matter, there's no one left like you. Wait, wait for the sunlight. That way, but hope's a honey in the air, a melody around you, and no one else is there. Wait, wait for the sun. Ooh la 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 la, don't you wanna feel it too?